It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. It's Brock and Hunter.
Here we go.
It's Friday, and I love Friday's podcast theme now. We're doing Five Fact Friday. This is going to be a great one, folks. It's going to be a really good Five Fact Friday. Basically, we give you five facts and five opinions on those facts. How great is that? You learn stuff, and then we make you dumber by giving our opinion on it. Yeah.
Fact number one, Brock can't talk today on a Friday.
He's a moron. Fact number two, we suck. All right, so first fact for your Five Fact Friday. Schnapsidee is a German word for crazy, for a crazy idea that only sounds good when you're drunk. Schnapsidee.
I never knew. You know what? I'm sure that word's used a lot because in Germany,
they love their beer in Germany.
They tend to get a little wild.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'll be honest, though, how many great ideas have we had when we're drunk?
Absolutely, a lot.
How many schnapsidees have we had, Hunter?
Yeah, fantastic ideas.
And we never remember them because we're drunk.
No, we started writing them down recently, but yeah, we get great ideas.
Or when you're high, you get a high-dea.
A high-dea.
That's the American word for having a great idea while just blitzed out of your mind.
Now, do you get better ideas being high or drunk?
Well, since I don't get high because I'm not a dirty doper. No, honestly, when I'm high, my brain isn't thinking about good ideas. It's thinking, all right, just breathe. You're fine. You're fine. It's okay. Everything's fine. Get some food in
you. It's because you don't do it enough. If you did it a little bit more, your body would get used to it.
All right, you patchouli-wearing hippie. I don't need your dope. I don't need your jazz cigarettes, man.
Hey, you know what, you drunk bum?
Actually, in all joking aside, there was a study done about drinking and the creative process. And there is a sweet spot, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they say for the average person, after about two beers, your brain starts firing in a more creative way. Mm-hmm. And I will attest to this. And you may just think I'm saying this. But whenever we used to, at my job down in Springfield, we would always do these creative meetings. Mm-hmm. And we would usually do it at a bar.
Oh, God.
And after about two beers, man, I tell you what. Because you're not stopping yourself.
At least he said
yourself.
That you were doing it at a bar. For a second, I thought you were just getting wasted before morning meeting.
Yeah, no. We would go and have like a lunch. But I tell you what, there is something. I think like there is a sweet spot because eventually, after like four beers, you're just saying dumb things. Mm-hmm. But there's that area where you're not censoring yourself as much.
Yeah, it's like you're relaxed.
Yeah,
you know it kind of correlates physically too with drinking.
Yeah.
You know, just like golf, like some people need like two drinks and all of a sudden they're ripping the ball.
Well,
like
that's why you can't, alcohol is considered a PED in a lot of the sports world.
At a certain point it is.
Yep.
Ask John Daly.
Yeah, there you go. See, he was always right. He just drank all night, and then he started coming down, and that was that sweet spot. Oh, man, I can't imagine how that guy hit a golf
winning
ball.
Winning PGA tournaments drunk.
Just, after all night coke and booze bender.
Yeah.
Jesus. So there you go. Schnapsidee. Next time you're drunk and you got a great idea.
No, I'm going to use it.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. We're going to forget it because we're drunk right now. Let's see. Fact number two. Britney Spears is an anagram for Presbyterian.
What's that? I didn't know what that means.
It's a religious sector. If you're Presbyterian, like Catholic, Lutheran, Presbyterian.
What's Presbyterian?
Baptist. I don't know. She was raised Baptist and dabbled in Kabbalah as an adult. Let's see. Let's look up Presbyterian. I don't know enough about Presbyterians. Presbyterianism is a part of a Reformed tradition within Protestants. Mm-hmm. It traces its origin to Britain, particularly Scotland. Presbyterian churches derive their name from the Presbyterian form of church government, which is governed by representatives, assemblies of elders.
Sweet. Remember when she used to wear those really low-waisted, like, pants?
God, dude, she was a babe.
Oh, dude.
She actually, unfortunately, she's going through some mental stuff right now. I know she checked into, like, a mental health facility.
Dude, I'm going to put it out there. I mean, she's great looking. She's a good-looking cat. Not the best, though. I never thought she was a 10.
Boy, I don't know, man.
I don't know. I just...
Dude, in the toxic music video...
I just think there was way hotter. There was way hotter out there.
Hotter. We're doing really good
on this,
buddy.
Yeah, we're terrible with words this morning. Just there were way hotter women out there at the time, I thought.
I was more of a Jessica Simpson guy.
Yeah,
I still am.
If you put those two next to each other, of course, Jessica Simpson's way hotter.
But boy, I don't know, man. I had that Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Would you rather Britney Spears or, what's her name, Tara? See, the Victoria's Secret model, Tara.
Victoria's Secret model.
Tara, is that her name?
I don't know who you're talking about.
She's like the half black girl. She was on. She had her own show.
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks. God.
Britney Spears or Tyra Banks? Yeah, yeah. Tyra Banks, dude, all day.
She was hot.
All day, yeah. Dude. That one Sports Illustrated with the pink and purple polka dotted bikini.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I do remember that one.
Yeah, nice. Or pink and white.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah.
Hey, pause that podcast real quick. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Ooh. Got a little tickle.
Got a little tickle in my pickle.
Yeah.
So there you go. Britney Spears is an anagram for Presbyterianism. Or Presbyterian. Mm-hmm. Honestly, these facts have kind of sucked so far today. Yeah, or we're just ruining it. Either way. Right. Fact number three. The fourth president, James Madison, and the 12th president, Zachary Taylor, were second cousins. That makes them closer than Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt, who were fifth cousins. Oh. I know so little about U.S. presidents.
I don't know anything about it either.
In school, did you guys have to do reports on the presidents?
Oh, yeah.
I remember we all in social studies class or history class, we all had to pick a president. Mine was Martin Van Buren, and I could tell you is that it was Martin Van Buren. I couldn't tell you anything else. I couldn't tell you what number and I did a full on presentation on
Martin
this guy.
Van Buren.
Yeah,
if you were to ask me,
he had the big Martin Van Buren had the big pork chops. Yeah. I mean the whapow.
If you were to ask me before you just said that,
yeah.
Hey, Hunter, who is Martin Van Buren? You know what I would have said?
What would you have said?
Isn't he like that Dutch DJ? Martin Van Buren, bro. Armin Van Buren.
Yeah. Close enough.
There's so many DJs named Van Buren.
Yeah,
now.
So it's a hot name. It's a hot DJ name.
Maybe Martin was a DJ.
I don't think they had the ones and twos.
They didn't
back
have the ones
then.
And twos.
No.
They didn't have Pioneer Premieres back
no,
then.
No, let's see. Martin Van Buren. He was the 8th president of the United States. Look at this guy. Look at this old white guy.
Oh my God. You know what's weird too? It's like I had no idea who that guy was.
Yeah.
I know George Washington, number one.
Yeah.
Do you know number two?
George Washington, and then it was,
was Abe Lincoln 11 or three?
He was the 13th, I believe.
13th?
It was George Washington. I want to say Alan Jackson, but that's the country singer. It's, Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew Jackson. Yeah.
List of presidents. Yeah. It was George Washington, Andrew Jackson.
And Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. Yep. Yep. Yep.
And then,
there's so many you don't even think. No, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. Actually, I don't think Andrew Jackson was number seven. Cripes.
These just look like a bunch of dicks.
I mean, a bunch of old rich white guys.
You know?
John Adams was the second dude. This is Thomas Jefferson.
Like, why?
James Madison.
Look at all these smug looks on their face. It's a bunch of smug pictures.
James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren. William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, James K. Polk. I remember James K. Polk. Who else you got?
I don't remember any of these.
Zachary Tyler, Millard Fillmore, like Franklin Pierce. Like I, dude, you could
never
could,
even heard that name.
No, James. Look at James Buchanan. He's got like a faux hawk. Man.
Oh, there you go.
Then Abe Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes.
No, that draws a blank. Yeah. Nothing.
See, now I know about Rutherford because he came in after Ulysses S. Grant, and this was in that Wild West documentary I was watching. Uh-huh. And Rutherford B. Hayes was a real big part of pulling out the troops, the Union troops, out of the South, mm-hmm. where they were doing the Reconstruction, mm-hmm. which was basically helping protect the recently freed slaves mm-hmm. And people down there. And once the troops pulled out, it didn't turn out very well for African Americans in the South.
So he pulled out the slaves.
Yep.
And then years later, Bill Clinton just pulled out.
Where was Taft? William Howard Taft was a big guy, and I think he got stuck in a bathtub in
he
the
did.
White House.
He did.
I think that was Taft,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, he was a fatty. They had to like wheelchair him around for a while. Yeah. There were some other issues with him too.
Yeah. John F. Kennedy had kind of a mind blowing presidency.
Oh, so we're getting to the colored pictures now. All right.
Did you hear this?
What did you say?
John F. Kennedy had kind of a mind blowing presidency.
Ah, dude. Jeez. Ah.
Too soon?
Yeah.
Too soon on that one?
I don't think you heard mine about Bill Clinton pulling out.
Yeah, no, I missed that one. Both did a headshot, though.
Oh! Oh, God.
Oh, no!
Oh, it's terrible. You're a terrible
human
being.
I was the second gunman on the grassy knoll. I know.
It wasn't me.
It was the one-armed man. all right, there. That'll wrap up that fact. How about number four? Studies have found that the middle stall in the public bathroom is usually the dirtiest. The first stall is the cleanest. I am a big fan of the first stall.
Yeah.
Because I know no one goes in there. And what
do
is
you
it?
Check all the stalls? I do.
I don't. No. I don't. Here's the thing. Is the older I've gotten, the more I'm like, we're all in here for the same reason. Everyone's quiet in the bathroom when it comes to taking a duker. Mm-hmm. But, dude, you're in there for a reason. I'm not there to impress you. No. I got to take care of business. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let it fly. And I don't care if it's the first stall or the last stall. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's going to echo. It's going to be loud.
Who cares, though?
Who
I mean,
cares?
You're in there. Dude,
actually, it's pretty funny. I start laughing when I hear it.
Not too long ago, a guy was in a stall. Dude, it took everything I had not to just...
belly laugh.
He had a just, I mean, it hit like 9 octaves.
And those are the guys, too, that like breathe hard while they're doing it, too.
Sweating in the stall. Who does number two work for? That's right. You tell that turd who's boss.
Nice.
Yeah, so it just stopped being so reserved. That's what we're there for. I still, my take on public restrooms is still, I'm fascinated that in this day and age we live in, that we still have no problem putting our asses, our bare asses, on a seat that thousands of people put their bare asses on.
That's changing for women. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, in Asia, or was it Tokyo or something? They just came out with it. It's basically the new bathroom stall for women. And what it is, it's nothing. There's nothing there except, how can I explain it? It looks like a paint tray. You know, like if you get a paint roller tray.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So say you have a paint roller tray and you put it into the ground. And basically, it has two like things where women put their feet.
Okay.
And they drop trowel, and because you know how women squat,
yeah,
they don't really sit on the toilet.
Yeah.
It's basically what it is.
I feel like that's
they're squatting.
Messy.
They're squatting over like a paint tray now, and just peeing.
Well, see, now in Asia, that actually is a common thing is floor toilets, and you just squat over them
because
it's a healthier way to poop.
That might be the same thing.
It might be. Yeah.
It's basically a urinal for women.
Yeah.
You know,
that's nice.
So,
I mean, guys got it easy, man. But
the one I saw, there's no stall. It's just a bunch of, floor units. And so, what are you gonna drop trout next to somebody? Like, it's different as a guy because you can just kind of whip it out. You know,
bust out that clam and.
But right, like with women, you're just gonna like drop it to the ankle and it's just weird.
I'm always curious about what happens in those women's restrooms.
You know what? They always go in pairs.
Yeah,
and they're always in there for like 35 minutes.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
Yeah,
it's like a clan. They like have a meeting.
Yeah. You know? Hold on. Kiki's calling me.
Is she calling you?
Yeah. What? Hello?
Put it on speaker.
Hi. No, that's okay. I'm doing the podcast right now. I'm literally talking to you while we're doing the podcast. This is great. No, it's cool. I'll talk to you later. Hey, real quick, don't forget, remember, it's Boob Friday.
Yeah. WD-40 will take that right off.
That's right. All right, love you, bye.
You apply the cream twice a day, not three.
We do a fun thing. She's been lacking a little bit, but it's Boob Friday, Boob Pick Friday, so she'll send me different pictures of her boobies on Friday.
Nice.
It's nice. It's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, they look pretty good.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait 1 minute. All right.
Didn't notice that was a group message, did
you? Oh, damn it. Why is there like 20 people on this thing? Your last fact, your fifth fact on Five Fact Friday. The first time Google changed its logo to one of its doodles. Guess. When do you think? You know how Google always like they'll change it to represent maybe it's a holiday or something fun. When do you think was the first time they changed that Google picture that we all know? To its first doodle.
2007.
August 30th, 1998.
What?
Yep.
You know, Google was around.
6 days before they even incorporated the company. The doodle was in honor of Burning Man, which is where two founders were going that weekend.
Oh, wow.
1998. Dude, doesn't that just seem like, that was over 20 years ago.
That's just insane. I don't like thinking about that. Thinking about that, man. I hate that. That's 20 years ago, dude.
Doesn't the 90s feel like it was like the last decade?
Dude, it's just, you know what scares me about it? It's 20 years. There's some people in my life that don't have 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, and thinking that how fast that went by.
Yep.
I don't like that.
Yep.
I don't like thinking about it.
You probably got, what, 5, 10 years left?
If.
Trying to snuff
depends, you out. Depends on how often I'm doing this show. It's slowly killing me, Brock.
It's slowly.
Slowly.
Inch by inch.
It's the slowest death.
Could you imagine a world without Google at this point?
What would it be, Ask Jeeves?
I mean, I know.
Bing? Is Bing still a thing? Does anybody use Yahoo, Bing, anything else but Google?
Actually, on April Fool's Day, the number one Google search was Bing.
No kidding.
That's what everyone kind of got in. The internet got behind that one. I just think about how amazing and simple Google is. Mm-hmm. It literally, you go to their page. It's a white background. You got the Google logo, and you have the search bar, and it's perfect. It's literally perfect.
The most successful things as far as software are simple.
Yeah.
Simple layouts, white backgrounds.
You don't need to change it when you find something that works.
You know?
That's why people always freak out when like Facebook updates things or people like, it's like, no.
They just put their emblem on the Facebook app. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't seen
that. Like if you're scrolling through the Facebook app on your phone, if you scroll all the way to the top, which it does all the time anyway, regardless.
I know, you get so mad. Like, God,
it pisses me off. But yeah, there's a new Facebook logo up top, and people are kind of, what is this? This is, deal with it, dude.
This
it's
is
fine.
Ridiculous. Right. I know. I even now doing this show, like I was able to, I just Googled list of presidents. Boom. In a millisecond.
It's awesome.
I have all the presidents right there. Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable.
Google ain't stopping either, man.
No.
It ain't going to be in a computer soon enough.
It'll be one of those, like, as we see the world progress and you see the juggernauts. I always go back to Demolition Man. You know the movie with Stallone, Sandra Bullock, and Wesley Snipes? When he takes them out to dinner, he's like, I'd like to take you to dinner at Taco Bell. Well, then she explains, like, oh, Taco Bell was one of the franchises that won during the franchise wars. And, you know, it's like the fast food wars. And it's weird, but that's going to happen. Eventually, you're going to, like, Costco's are going to be, they're going to take over everything. You know what I mean? And you have things like Google that's just going to own. Amazon's going to own everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely, man.
It's just so weird.
Soon enough, Google will be a part of you.
Yeah. The fact that it goes back August 30th, 1998.
Googs, man.
That wasn't even high school yet,
use
man.
That every, dude, if I had Googs in high school,
dude, straight A's, son.
I mean, we did have Googs in high school, but it wasn't anything like it is today.
I remember, obviously, being at the age we were in, Wikipedia was starting to become around, internet sources, and we could only use, and I remember in high school, we were allowed to use an internet source, but we could only use one. We could only use one internet source. Everything else, dude. Go to the library, search up books.
That's terrible.
Dude, doing the table of contents, or what's that called at the end?
Index.
The index. Was it the index?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where you had to source everything.
Oh, no. That's what was that called?
God, dude. You see Hunter and I did very well. I'm going to go to Google right now.
All right.
And list of sources in... paper.
Not a summary.
Bibliography.
Bibliography.
There we go. Dude, I couldn't have guessed that if I tried.
Bibliography.
But yeah, I remember some of those reports. You just had page 19, this, and then you just had that bibliography of all. Dude, that sucked.
And who does that? Why do we need to do that?
You have to source
When's
it, though.
When's the last time you wrote a paper?
Not in a while, but if I have to, but I tell you what though, if I do an article and I pull something, I gotta source it. Yeah. I gotta source it on
it's
there.
True.
You know?
It's true.
People get upset about that if you don't give credit where credit is due.
It's true.
Joe. That's a deep reference right there for you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. All right. Thank you, Google, for being a part of our lives and helping us find out things that we would never know otherwise because we're a couple of morons that don't retain information other than movie quotes and porno titles.
You know, they, in school, they should get rid of some subjects and add some, like, rational thinking.
Yeah.
Another subject that would be good.
How to do taxes.
All right, taxes.
Hey, Hunter, what day is tax day?
April 20th. Oh, no, that's smoking weed day. Dude, I really don't know. 15th?
April 15th. Remember Dave when he...
Yeah.
We just had it. Did you do your taxes? 15th,
I did. And I owed money.
He does.
I don't want to think about it.
My
dog died, too. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I do. Because I hit him. Jesus, God. Jesus, man. I've been terrible. I've been very morbid today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it. We've BS'd for 20 minutes. That's enough of your time we've wasted. Five facts, five opinions. It's Five Fact Friday. We'll do this every Friday. Teach you a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Expand your mind, man. Mm-hmm. We're like the Google of the radio.
Of the radio, man.
Perfect. All right. Well, make sure you explore more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show. God, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Hey, you know what? If you can't find it, just Google it.
Just Google it. There you go. All right. We'll see you guys next time.